Hi, and welcome to the Burlington United Methodist Church podcast. I'm Pastor Josh. Today's podcast is the fourth episode of Pastor Josh Asks. Today we start to look forward as I ask the question, what God-sized dream do you have for the future of our church? Check out these awesome answers. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
Well, I think if we continue to grow to the point where we have to have a second service, that would be, we've talked about that many times. We've never really gotten there, but that certainly would be a good thing to have happen. I've also run through my mind the idea of, do we need to do something with more with after school, or making a place for kids to come every day. We're right across the street from elementary school. Something along that line. That's a big undertaking. But what better place, to expand Jesus's the Word of God?
I see us as a church that has withstood over 160 years of change. Together, we can build a level of faith that allows us to move mountains. Understanding our differences is my dream, and recognizing that our God will allow us to continue to flourish in His name as we stay together and work to share His love with those who cross our paths.
I would like to walk into church on Sunday to a full church of every size, shape, age, people coming together to worship. And I think this is important to me because the little church in North Kansas City has closed. It was over 100 years old. And the reason they closed is because they lost all their young people. They couldn't get them to come in. So when at last it was just old people, they finally closed the doors before they went broke. And I understand that if we don't bring young people back into our church here, we will lose our church. And us old people, me included, have got to make some of those changes happen. We may not like all the new music or some of the things that are, have changed, but we have to accept that and go on, or we lose. So I said the excitement is to change. It doesn't have to be done the way it was always done. But we need to bring more people in, younger people. And us old people just have to deal with it and enjoy it and change with it.
The God-sized dream I have for the future of our church, when I think of that, I can just see a bunch of smiling faces, kids running around, us doing events all the time. Definitely a little bigger congregation where we have to maybe add on. But I definitely want, maybe above all that, is when people think of Burlington, Coffee County, our community, that Burlington United Methodist Church is the first that they come to mind for people to volunteer, step up, donate, to give, just Christ leaders in our area.
I would hope that our church could be a mentor for other churches that may be struggling, that we could share our programming ideas and our worship ideas so that they could reach out to their community and make it a stronger community in the faith.
A God-sized dream goes back to what I said about trying to learn about God's extravagance. I'm trying to be a good listener, to be able to dream better, because I just limit myself too much. And I think I limit our church too much, so I'm trying to really listen and pray about that. I want to be an inviting place for all ages based on truth. And in this world, I just see so many different definitions of truth. And so my God-sized dream for our church would be biblical truth, that we could be more firmly rooted in the Word, so that the truth that our church stands on and stands for would be a statement and a drawing point for people with their own God-given dreams, so that we can combine all the dreams and all the gifts and share that in God's plan based on His truth.
The outsized dream I have for our church is really just the growth of our church for our kids and generations to come. I want this to be a place where our families can continue to go and we can continue to grow what we have now.
I feel like this is almost a loaded question, but with the aspect that if you could almost look at where we could have all of Coffee County here, and this could be the church for everyone within Coffee, not just Burlington, but Coffee County, outside of Coffee County, to come, feel welcome, and really grow in their faith and try to be disciples rather than just churchgoers. And I think for us, this isn't going to be a 6-month, you know, goal or anything, but over the next several years, to be able to go through and show that we are the church and we can go through and foster a relationship with everybody to make this to where you can change your life and be the disciple you want to be.
I guess really growing the size of our congregation, I guess, would be number one, trying to bring more people in from, you know, Coffee County and around that maybe don't know God or maybe have lost their way of following God, and just bringing them in and reconnecting that, as well as also our outreach into the community to go out and touch other people, not just, you know, coming to church on Sundays, but to help people that may need it, and just reach out with a caring hand and show God's love and compassion through us, like, you know, He calls us to do, and just kind of grow that on as big of a scale as possible.